lots of music making happening with the Purdue Jazz Bands. It's the Tower of Power Band, the American Music Repertory Ensemble, the Guitar and Saxophone Ensemble. Joining me is Mo Trout. Hello.
Hi, John.
Scott Bezerra is back. Hello.
Hello. Greetings, John.
Yeah, it's great to have you guys here. There's so much fun, and there's a lot of diversity in these ensembles. What are we going to hear Friday night?
Well, this is about as diverse of a group as we have as far as ensembles go for the jazz department. We've got our guitar saxophone ensemble. I'm going to be working with that group, and we're going to be primarily be doing kind of a tribute to Horace Silver. So we're going to be doing some Horace Silver selections. Plus, we're going to throw a bone to the kids. We're going to do a little Toto. We're doing Africa with this, so for something completely different. And then Scott's going to be presenting the Tower of Power Band.
Right.
And I'm not exactly sure what you guys are playing.
So, yeah, we're planning on doing mostly geographically themed things. We've got Spain on our playlist, tunes by Chicago, Havana we're doing. It's a weather report tune. So we're kind of you know, just choosing things based off of geography and
all over the map, as they
exactly.
say.
Exactly. Correct. Correct.
Well, that'll be fun. Tower Power Band, great tribute to that. You know, no holds bar. A lot of great brass and stuff happening there. What about the American Music Repertory Ensemble?
Well, that's... I just got back from my sabbatical last spring, and I spent a couple of months in Europe, primarily in France. And one of the things that I did is I got to visit a lot of the World War I and World War II battle sites and cemeteries and whatnot, and talked to a number of people who were around during World War II, and it just got me thinking about, you know, that whole era a little bit more. And so we're going to focus on the big band music of the World War II era. So from about 1941 to about 1945. And so we've got some great selections, some that will be familiar and some that will be a little less familiar. Mm-hmm.
And that was really all the rage. I know, gosh, Glenn Miller, the Thundering Herd, all these great bands. So I imagine, although that's a fairly short amount of time, that there's pretty wide diversity in that.
Oh, yeah, there's very wide diversity. You know, you've got kind of, it's the heyday certainly of the big bands, but it was also the beginning of the popularity of the solo singers. You know, and so we have a lot of kind of... the beginning of, like, Frank Sinatra, for instance, was coming up during that time and just took over, you know, the world basically in the next 10 years. And then the big band sort of faded away. But, you know, as you said, Glenn Miller, we've got some great Glenn Miller pieces that we're going to be performing. Count Basie was really strong at that point. We also have the Dorsey brothers, Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey, were big during that period as well. And even Les Brown, you know, and Doris Day, you know, coming up during that period as well. So, you know, people were going out and entertaining the troops, plus entertaining the people here back home. And, you know, and there was a lot of patriotism in the music as well. So I think it's going to be a really fun show.
That's Mo Trout, who is working with the American Music Repertory Ensemble, the Guitar and Saxophone Ensemble. Scott Bezerra is here, who leads the Tower of Power Band at Purdue. A lot of fun stuff happening. It's free and open to the public. Starts at 8 o'clock at Loeb Playhouse. Scott, I know it's got to be fun. I always think that, you know, we're a land-grant university, and there's about almost 1,200 kids that are involved in music, whether it's orchestras, bands, jazz bands.
Sure.
And it's got to be fun to know that these engineers and liberal arts majors and all over the campus, whether, you know, they're looking at vet school or whatnot, got to have fun to be making music with them.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. They certainly, you know, they're so excited about, you know, having this class that they can come to and get that energy out and continue to, you know, I guess, like, work on that, you know, that other, I mean, frankly, it's going to be a hobby for, you know, for most of these people, you know, like something changes when they leave and, you know, they land that big gig or something. But, yeah, they're all really excited to be playing the music and to be participating. So we never have any sort of shortage of enthusiasm.
Scott Bezerra is here, and Mo Trout. I guess I'd end asking, what would you say to someone that's never made it to the Guitar or Saxophone Ensemble, never heard the American Repertory Ensemble? What would you say to them to come to the concert?
Well, if you've ever even thought about jazz, you're going to find something that you like on this concert, because we're going the gamut, you know, from straight ahead big band type sounds to the more, you know, 1970s, 1960s type sounds that, you know, maybe you or I grew up with, you know, and then to more of the very contemporary sounds as well. So, I mean, if you've even thought about jazz, this, you'll find something in here that you really, really like.
How about you, Scott? What do you think? It's free and open to the public, obviously, and it's a chance, whether you have friends on stage or kids on stage. What would you say to folks to come see the top band?
Well, it's a great opportunity, like you're saying, for all ages. You know, a lot of kids who don't get an opportunity to go, you know, because they're not going to go to nightclubs or, you know, restaurants late at night to see. You can come see these bands, you know, right here in town. And this, for a lot of young kids, it's how they get started. You know, I actually last weekend had taken the Tower Power Band to play at a high school and reminded the guys, you know, like, you're going to be the best people that a lot of these people have ever seen. You know, I mean, this you're making some kid is going to go like, oh, I saw you play when I was, you know, 10. And you're the reason I do this today, you know? So it's always that opportunity. So it's a great chance for somebody to be inspired to play.
Scott Pizzera, Mo Trout, we're looking forward to it. Friday night, it's at Low Playhouse, free and open to the public. There's more information at purdue.edu/band/events. Thanks for coming by. We hope you'll come back later.
Thank you, John.
Thanks for having us.